The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. History is a worn path. Deep ruts eaten into earth make up a road. But there are additional routes, footprints and wheel grooves and grassy straits few have traveled. The myth of a central history of America is damaging to those whose stories have been left untended, overgrown. And it is damaging for those who believe the one heavily trafficked road is the only road. It has become clear to me that the work of survival for this fraught nation is the work of stopping to listen to the many divergent narratives of America. Today's poem is Leaving Tulsa by Jennifer Elise Forrester. For Cosetta. Once there were coyotes, cardinals in the cedar. You could cure amnesia with the trees of our back 40. Once I drowned in a monsoon of frogs. Grandma said it was a good thing, a promise for a good crop. Grandma's perfect tomatoes, squash. She taught us to shuck corn, laughing. Never spoke about her childhood or the faces in gingerbread tins stacked in the closet. She was covered in a quilt, the Creek way. But I don't know this kind of burial. Vanishing toads, thinning pecan groves, peach trees choked by palms. New neighbors tossing clipped grass over our fence line, griping to the city of our overgrown fields. Grandma fell in love with a truck driver, grew watermelons by the pond on our Indian allotment, took us fishing for dragonflies. When the bulldozers came with their documents from the city and a truckload of pipelines, her shotgun was already loaded. Under the bent chestnut, the well where Cosetta's husband hid his whiskey, buried beneath roots her bundle of beads. They tell the story of our family. Cosetta's land flattened to a parking lot. Grandma potted a cedar sapling I could take on the road for luck. She used the bark for heart lesions doctors couldn't explain. To her, they were maps, traces of home, the Milky Way, where she's going, she said. After the funeral, I stowed her jewelry in the ground, promised to return when the rivers rose. On the grassy plain behind the house, one buffalo remains. Along the highway's gravel pits, sunflowers stand in dense rows. Telephone poles crook into the layered sky, a crow's beak broken by a windmill's blade. It is then I understand my grandmother. When they see open land, they only know to take it. I understand how to walk among hay bales looking for turtle shells, how to sing over the groan of the county road widening to four lanes. I understand how to keep from looking up. Small planes trail overhead as I kneel in the Johnson grass, combing away footprints. Up here, parallel to the median with a vista of mesas weavings, the sky a belt of blue and white beadwork, I see our 160 acres stamped on God's forsaken country, a roof blown off a shed, beams like bent matchsticks, a drove of white cows making their home in a derailed train car. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.